Heavy fighting continues between Kurdish Peshmerga forces and ISIL militants in Iraq's northwestern town of Sinjar. Kurdish fighters say that they've pushed deeper into Sinjar, but that they're facing stiff resistance from the militants. They also say that at least two Kurdish fighters have been killed in the latest battles. More than two dozen others were also wounded.
The fighting continues in Sinjar. The Peshmerga and the People's Protection Unit side by side are fighting heavily against ISIL. They were using snipers and the Peshmerga were responding with machine gun fire, missiles and anti-aircraft fire. Now they have more control of the ISIL militants. The fighting in Sinjar is very heavy.
Peshmerga forces are struggling to take full control of Sinjar several days after they strived to break the ISIL siege of the town. Among their advances, the Kurdish fighters opened up a corridor, allowing thousands of Izzati minorities to leave a mountain where they were trapped for weeks. Operation to liberate Sinjar began last Wednesday. The Kurdish town in Nineveh province fell into the hands of the ISIL back in August. Well, let's talk about this more with our correspondent Altaf Ahmad, who joins us to explain more about some of the advances by the Peshmerga forces. Altaf, tell us more about this particular piece considering Sinjar, and at the same time, there's been advances by these Peshmerga forces, if you can tell us about that also.
Launched a full-scale operation last Wednesday to retake the town of Sinjar, which we know had fallen to ISIL control since August, and is known to be Iraq's predominant or the largest city or town in Iraq where the Izzati minority have lived for thousands of years. So after they started with their campaign last Wednesday, this Saturday, they had also kicked off a three-pronged military operation from three different towns, the Awinat, as well as Sinun and Sinjar. These three towns, the Kurdish Peshmerga have been trying to isolate ISIL militants in the town of Sinjar. Now, we know that the Kurdish Peshmerga are now trying to strengthen their presence on the ground at a time when we've heard from Kurdish officials here in Erbil that they have found the region or the town of Sinjar as well as Sinjar Mountain choke full of landmines and explosives that ISIL had left behind. This would explain maybe why we've been hearing reports of Peshmerga fighters being wounded. And now it seems that the Kurdish Peshmerga are focused on this battle because they feel that it is a must for them to have full control of Iraq's borders with Syria from that territory, from that region, and to cut off ISIL's routes into Mosul from Sinjar, from Syria as well, because we know that the town, this particular town, straddles a main highway or a bloodline that connects ISIL militants who are present in Syria with those who are present in Mosul. So it's a priority for the Peshmergas to isolate ISIL or to cut off that main route. We also know that they are not only trying to recapture this town for a military victory, but when the town of Sinjar had fallen back in August, this was a very heavy blow for the morale of the Kurdish as well as the Iraqi people, as well as the Kurdish and the Iraqi forces. So by retaking this town, there is a great boost of morale for both the Kurdish and the Iraqi forces or the anti-ISIL camp, and accordingly a very heavy blow dealt against ISIL. Now, if we also look at it, by retaking this particular town, the Kurds would have managed to restore most of the lands that have been taken from them by ISIL in the blitz, in the summer blitz that saw ISIL's advance. So if we line this up with the recapture of the Mosul Dam that we saw in recent months, with the breaking of the siege on Amali, with the recent very strategic oil deal that we saw brokered between all of Erbil and Baghdad, as well as the retaking of the Beji refinery by the Iraqi forces, there's a lot of advancement going on for the anti-ISIL camp.
Thank you very much for that. We appreciate it. It's good to talk to you. Altaf Ahmad there, talking to us from Erbil.